I must admit that when Galen said he was going to have the children enact part of the story that we just heard, I wasn't so sure what was going to happen with our offering that was up here or what else was going to take place. Because the gift of the prophet in the church takes a number of different steps, a number of different actions, and again, to recognize that the gifts of the prophet are a part of this array of gifts that the Apostle Paul calls out in Ephesians 4 as necessary for the church. That the giftings of the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher are there in the church to develop what the paraphrase of Peterson says in his gospel, or in his writing that we see in the overlay or on the tab in our bulletin, that we are to be all moving rhythmically and easily with each other, efficiently and gracefully, in response to God's Son. All of these are needed. The five ministries are needed for the church to develop maturity. And so today I want us to consider that gifting of the prophet in our midst. But what are we thinking of when we think of prophet? There are the foretelling prophets, the ones who give out a warning that something is going to take place. They tell it it's going to happen in the future. And sometimes it's not a warning. I don't know if you remember the interview with Denzel Washington, and it's been more than 12 years ago, when he was on 60 Minutes. He tells that one time when he was in his mother's hair salon, that a woman came up to him and said, "I have a word from God for you," and she handed him a slip of paper. And he looked at it, and it said, "You will speak to millions." And he turned and looked at his mother and said, "Who is this woman?" And she said, "This is the woman in our congregation that has the gift of prophecy." And he used that, Denzel used that, as a way of expressing his desire or his calling in his ministry of acting. And Denzel continues to be a regular church participant. He continues to try to practice his faith. We also recognize, too, that that's only one part of the role of a prophet, of saying what's going to happen in the future. There's also that forthtelling, telling the truth in that moment. And this is the role of the prophet, being the early warning system for the church. And, you know, they come in all sizes and shapes. Talking about early warning, it's amazing, you know, the cities of San Francisco and New York have worked out a system to check out the drinking water all the time to make sure that it's safe. And of all things, it is a tank with bluegill fish in it. And the fresh water that is coming out, that's going to be going into the system, some of it is run through this aquarium with the bluegills in it, because it turns out bluegills are very sensitive. And if the bluegills start to change or act up or or start to react to the water, they know something's wrong. The prophet is one who senses what's happening and the changes that are taking place, and they respond when it is something wrong. But we look for these kinds of prophets, this kind of foretelling and forthtelling. And to find the clearest model of a prophet, we look to Jesus again. Jesus lived out this prophetic ministry in before us in ways that we are that we can realize for ourselves. That's why we read this passage from Matthew 21. Jesus going into the temple. Yes, he was declared king. But what he does in clearing the temple of the people that were exchanging money, the people that were selling birds and all the rest, he was declaring that they'd gone awry. They were not following what God really intended. They were undermining the system that God had for encouraging faith, and they were promoting a system of religion that was actually taking them away from godliness. And Jesus points that out, that the temple was supposed to be a place of prayer, and that's not what was happening there. At other points in Jesus' ministry, he challenges Herod for, you know, people warn Jesus saying, hey, you better watch out, Herod wants to kill you. And he said, tell that fox, I'm going to keep doing what the Lord has told me to do. He was not afraid, and that's from Luke 13. He would speak truth to power. Jesus also announced the will of God and fulfilled it. We see that happening over and over again in the Gospel of John. If you look at John 5, 19 and 30 or 12, 49, we see that being laid out. That Jesus is prophetic in that way. Also think about the prophetic nature of his announcement in his hometown of Nazareth. Part of what he was announcing that he had the power to break human sin and demonic evil, as well as render justice and righteousness. All of these are part of the prophetic call. And Jesus announced God's judgment on the world, and at the same time that there was a salvation being offered by God that had a new center or a different center than what the religious system would say. We look at how Jesus handled the man born blind, and how and we find that in John chapter 9. He heals him, and everybody asks, you know, how did this happen? That this man who was born blind was healed. And Jesus ends up stating that, you know, that there's that this was going to be a testimony of God's power and God's grace. And it wasn't based on a religion, but it was based on faith. And Jesus was always clearly speaking against the unrighteousness of those who thought they were righteous, and he promoted faith, not religion, while expressing an openness that anyone who was open to what he had to say would be considered the chosen people, whether or not they were born an Israelite or not. Jesus stood for the truth. Jesus announced the truth. He was bold in what he did. We think about other prophets as well. We look in the Old Testament, and the story of Nathanael, of not Nathanael, but Nathan, challenging David, having taken Bathsheba for his wife, and he challenges David on it with a parable that convicts David of him, of what he's done, convicts himself for it. There's many acts of the prophets in the Old Testament, whether it's taking on a yoke and wearing a yoke, having the prophet having himself bound with leather ties, prophets doing all kinds of interesting and strange things, giving their children unusual names, even one prophet marrying a prostitute. And we see the prophetic also continuing on into the New Testament. People who were standing up for what God was doing in their midst, declaring the righteousness of God, calling people to faithfulness, always questioning the status quo, and always saying, God wants something more from us. And where have we seen in our own midst persons who were prophetic? During troubling times, there always seem to be these people that stand up. As a high school student during the Vietnam War, there were certain people in the Mennonite church who stood up and said, we need to not just, we need to be clearly against a war that is wrong. It's not that we are just saying we're against being in the military, that we need to make a statement to our nation of the wrongness of what was being done. And what about currently? Who are those in our midst that are following with the prophetic, that stand in our midst? Well, let me use, I've got six ideas here to test whether you might have prophetic gifting. First of all, if you have a strong sense of what to say to people in response to a particular situation, you might be a prophet. If people comment that you are unusually creative, you might be a prophet. If you enjoy meditating and thinking deeply about spiritual things, this leans towards being a prophet. If social justice for the poor and the marginalized means a great deal to you, this is prophetic. If you express spiritual feelings as pictures or analogies, you might be prophetic. You have some of the prophetic gifts. If you have dreams that you know are more significant than the normal run a day or everyday dream that you have, again, this is leaning towards a prophetic. This is a particular part of the whole nature of the church. And to be very honest, this particular calling is one that we really don't, we're not really comfortable with. Because the questioning of the status quo means what we're comfortable with, they're saying we should challenge. If the person's saying, why are we doing things this way? We could do them better. That's a challenge. The prophets of all time, God's prophets of all time, want to move the spirituality of the followers of God up a notch. Anything that says what we have now is okay and we don't need to change, that's not prophetic. And if they're saying what we need to do is back off and pick up what was normal in the past, we need to be careful about that and wonder if that's really being prophetic or not. Jesus called his people forward. Jesus called his people up. And the church has been different from that ever since. The church comes out of that. Whenever the church plateaus, to go the next level starts off with a prophet and prophets calling for greater devotion to God. And that's where the Old Testament prophets always were. In the time of the divided kingdom, when the kings were looked for guidance for the people, it was the prophets that challenged them to be leading to something greater, to trust in God more, not in the ability to put forward an army. Who are the prophets in our midst? And we need to be identifying them. We need to have that encouragement to be more, to be deeper in Christ, to be stronger as a congregation, to be working at faithfulness at higher and higher levels. And if your calling is to be that, I pray that there be brothers and sisters that come around and support and encourage you to continue to do that. It's been said that the place God calls you is the place where you find your deepest gladness and where it meets the world's deep hunger. The calling to be prophet is important to our church. Is it part of your nature? Part of your being to speak truth in loving and pointed ways? Are we open to the prophet's calling in our midst? Shall we pray? Lord, for this day, we give you thanks for this opportunity to consider the place of prophetic gifts in our congregation. We give you thanks. Lord, may we be more faithful in recognizing and encouraging the prophetic word in our midst. Lord, may we hear your word spoken to us and respond, not with resistance, but a willingness to go deeper into our relationship, to strengthen our faithfulness, to be more like you, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, every day. Lord, not all are called to be apostles or prophets or evangelists, shepherds or teachers. But Lord, help us to understand and see those who have the prophetic gifts in our midst. To your honor, to your glory, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.